The Gemara in Erevin tries to figure out if we should be mentioning Rosh Chodesh on Rosh Hashanah. And the Gemara comes out that we don't mention Rosh Chodesh, Yom Zikaron includes it. What's the Hesber, why we taka don't mention Rosh Chodesh? So there's a Goyin in Aderes Eliyahu, in beginning of Bereishis by Yom Ravi, that says something very interesting. He says that the difference between the solar year and the lunar year is 10 days. Those are the 10 days of Aseres Yemei Tshuva that are not included in the regular cheshbon of the year. The days, he calls them, they're all Rosh Hashanah. They're all the heads of the year. Every single mitzvah, every single tefillah, every single thing that's done at the beginning of the year has ashpa. It's not as if a person did one day or he did it for that moment. It's ki'ilu. He's done something for the whole year. The ma'isim that are done in Aseres Yemei Tshuva have a special chashivas. It's not stam that Chazal tell us to be meschazik in the days of Aseres Yemei Tshuva. It has more of a weight. It has a tremendous hashpa on the whole year. That's why they also Yemei Rachamim. I saw that Rav Shimshon Pinkas brings down that it's keneged the solar year, which are be'etzem, keneged Olam Haba. They have some kind of tremendous hashpa on the whole year. The Yomim Shal Rosh, it's the Rosh of the year, all those 10 days. Coming to Yom Kippur, we know the last Mishnah in Yuma. Omer Rabbi Akiva, Shreichem Yisrael. Lefnim mi atem etarem umi metareschem avinu avichem shebashamayim. Sheneemar, apostik in Yecheskel, vizarakti aleichem mayim tohoirim taharetem. And v'oimer mikve Yisrael Hashem. Ma mikve metares atmeim afkadosh baruch hu metares Yisrael. Rabbi Kiva tells us Ashreichem Yisrael. What's the Ashreichem that there is in Yisrael? Lifnei mi. In front of who you're being matar? Umi, who's the one who's being matar? Avichem shebashamayim. And at that they bring two different psukim. There's a pasuk of Vezerakti and there's a pasuk of Mikve Yisrael Hashem. What's the Mishnah trying to tell us? What's the special Ashreichem? What are we referring to over here? Which Tyra? We know this from the song of Lag BaOmer. We sing it around the Lag BaOmer time of Amar Rabbi Akiva. But Be'etzem, this is a Mishnah that's referring to the Torah of Yom Kippur. I saw in the Sefer Nachal Eliyahu, when a Kohen is mazed the Mechatos, and he spritzes the Mechatos on a person to Metair him. So what's the Metair? The Metair is the Mechatos. Who's the Metair? Who's the one who's doing it is the Kohen, but the Etzem Metair is the Mechatos. That's one darga. Vizarakti aleichem mayim tohoirim. Kaviyochel, the Rebbeinu Shalom, is the one who's throwing on us the mechatos and being metairos. So the taira is being done with the Rebbeinu Shalom, just like the taira by the mechatos done with the kohen. But it's a darga of like the mechatos that's being metair. The second pasuk that tells the mikvi Yisrael Hashem. When it comes to the mikveh itself, that's another darga. The mikveh itself is being matayr. Kaviyachal, the Rebbeinu Shel himself, is the mikveh. Mikvi Yisrael Hashem. HaKadosh Baruch Hu b'chvoide v'atzma is the matayr. It's Kaviyachal, we're going into the mikveh. The Rebbeinu Shel himself is the one who's being matayr us. That's what this two psukim of Vizarakti Aleichem Mayim Torim is one darga, Mikvi Yisrael Hashem is another darga. And Be'etzim, this is Mavur in the Rishonim when we say the Kohen was Misvada three times on was Misvada, one for himself, one for the Kahanim, and one for Klai Yisrael. He starts off Ana Hashem, says the Rishonim referring to Ana Hashem like his Oymid Fnei HaMelech. Then we say Ana Bashem Kaperno, the Kapara is with Hashem Ba'atzmoi. This Mishnah of Omer Rabbi Akiva is referring to the Kapara of Yom Kippur by itself, that the Rebbeinu Shel himself is Metairos. Itzuma Shayoim is Mechaper. The day, every minute of the day of Yom Kippur has a kapara. But there's a greater darga. The Rabban Shem himself, Ana Bashem, Mikvi Yisrael. It's more than Zarakti Aleichem. It's a higher darga. The Rabban Shem himself, Kaviyochel. Reb Cheskel Sarna says that the reason why a person can be Masik Tshuva Ma'ava on Yom Kippur is to realize what Hashem does for us. The Ava that Hashem has for us on Yom Kippur, what He's willing to do for us, that itself brings a person to Tshuva Ma'ava. That's the tremendous Maila of Yom Kippur. That's the Simcha of Yom Kippur. There's no Yid in the world that doesn't feel Yom Kippur. There's no Yid in the world that's not Nitar on Yom Kippur. There's no Yidin who doesn't have any type of hearer. Kol echad ve'echad lefi dargosa, kol echad ve'echad lefi dargosa is nitar, his nefesh is nitar. Anoichi, anoichi, the pasuk says, u'moicho p'sho'echo lamani v'chatesecho al eskor. Rabbi Fol Hamerge, who is one of the rabbeim of the Rabbi Chaim V'loshen, brings down in Sefer Mar P'loshen on the pasuk in Shir HaShirim, Shchoira ani. The Medrash says, Shchoira ani v'no'ovo. Shchoira ani is referring to the dark, black, the person who's full of aveiros kol hashana. V'no'ovo, when's v'no'ovo on Yom Kippur? Klai Yisrael is margish the Abba v'Kadosh Baruch Hu on this day, says Rabbi Fol Hamerge. Because the margish the Kadosh Baruch Hu on this day, they do tshuva ma'ava. And it is that it nasus doinos and nasus chuyos. To understand what we just said now, with a little boy of Oymik, there's a maral in his drush on Shabbat Shuva, on the Medrash that says, Bezois Yove Alan and HaKodesh. Bezois is with the Torah, he says, Betoira. Bezois is with the Mila. What's the Medrash referring to? That Aaron HaKohen goes into Kodshei HaKodshim, the Kohen Gadol goes Lefnai V'Lefnim, with the Koyach of Torah and the Koyach of Mila. Says the maral, Taras Yisrael from their Avoinas in Yom Kippur is, how does it work? He said it works Aidei the Klai Yisrael's Mizdabek with the Rabbeinu Shalom. Like the Mishnah Yuma says, we read Om Rebbe Kiva, Ashreichem Yisrael lefnei miyatem etarem, and it says, we metar ourselves, Mikve Yisrael Hashem, Mikve metaras atmeim. How does Mikve work? When a person goes into the Mikve, he says, their maral, and he has no chatzitas on his guf, and his guf is totally bottle to the mikveh. Mikveh has no tumah. Arboim so can't get tumah. When a person's in a place where they can't have tumah, so automatically the tumah that's in him totally goes away. Says the maral, the same thing, the dimyan is that Klai Yisrael is mizdabek with the Rabbeinu Shalom ad kedei adarga, that's just like by the Rabbeinu Shalom, there's no chait. The Rabbeinu Shalom is not shayach to chait. When Mizdabek and the Rabbeinu Shalom, that connection that we have once a year to the Rabbeinu Shalom is such a darga of connection, ad kedei that all the chait gets disintegrates, dissipates, goes away, it doesn't have, it's not there anymore. This connection that we have with the Rabbeinu Shalom. So just like a mikveh is matar a person from his tumma, so too Klai Yisrael on the day of Yom Kippur, when they have inu aguf, which they're misalik a little bit of their chelik of their guf, they're not so connected to the guf anymore. They're more spiritual. They're more ruchani. They're more ruchniistic. That itself gives them the ability to connect with the Rabbeinu Shalom. By connecting with the Rabbeinu Shalom on the day of Yom Kippur, that feeling that a person has, that connection that a person has. So he explains with that the Medrash that it says that a bris and Torah are both things that make a person lamal mider chateva. Mitzad seichel and mitzad es guf. The guf of a person, mitzad his bris, is a little bit lamal me'ateva. And the Torah makes a person have be lamal me'ateva, connect himself with the ruchnius, and mizdabek with Rabbeinu Shalom. I day that the person has the ability to mizdabek with Rabbeinu Shalom, and that gives him the ability to have a kaparas avoinus of ma mikveh Yisrael. So comes out the simcha, the great simcha that comes in Aseres Yemei Tshuva towards Yom Kippur and Yom Kippur Ba'atzmoy, is two simchis. The one tremendous simcha is the fact that we are having a kapara, that Rabbeinu Shem totally gives us a kapara. Who is the one who's mechaper us? The fact that we're mezdabek in the Rabbeinu Shalom. So the dveikus that a person zoich to once a year with the Rebbeinu Shalom, that should bring a tremendous simcha. The ava that the Rebbeinu Shalom has for us in order to bring this day to us and to connect with us in such a way, like it says, they bring down B'Shem the Zohar, that Rebbeinu Shalom says, I gave you one day a year, they should be zoicha to all the toiv. Ba'avosoi, the Rebbeinu Shalom gave us this day, that we should be zoicha to b'zeh ha'olam and b'bo, olam hazeh and olam haba. A day that a fact that a person could be mezdabek with the Rebbeinu Shalom, that itself is the great kapara that there is in Yom HaKippurim. So, yihi ratzon, we should taka b'zoicha, we should use out, we should be able to make use of these days, give a special siyata d'shmaya to get kirva and dveikus to Hashem. It comes naturally in Aseres Yimei Teshuva. With a little more simas lev, when a person just thinks a little more about what he's doing, who he's davening to, what he's davening for, the mitzvahs that he does already, should do it a little more simas lev. That itself makes more dveikus in a person. We'll be zoichet the tremendous light of Yom Kippur, this Or Mufla. Connect ourselves from the day of, connect ourselves, disconnect ourselves a little bit from ourselves, connect ourselves more with the Rebbeinu Shalom, and we should be zoicha to have a gmar chasima toiva, a good gebenchtyar.